请大家打开罗马书。
Please open your Bibles to the book of Romans.
我们今天早上要来听主的话，主在罗马书第五章第一到第十一节。
And we come this morning to hear God's word from Romans 5:1-11.
让我们来看主在罗马书五章第一到十一节的告诉我们的旨意。
And let us hear God's will from Romans 5:1-11.
我们既因信称义，就借着我们主耶稣基督与神和相合。我们又借着他因信进入现在所站的恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。不但如此，就是在患难中也欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻。因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按着所定的日期为我们为罪人死。为义人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死。神的爱就在此向我们显明了。现在我们既靠着他的血称义，就更要借着他免去神的愤怒。因为我们做仇敌的时候，既借着神儿子的死得以神和好，既已和好，就更要因他的身得救了。不但如此，我们借着我们主耶稣基督得以神和好，也借着他以神为乐。这就是神的话。
Romans 5:1. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. More than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since, therefore, we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more now that we are reconciled shall we be saved by his life. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. And this is the word of God.
这段圣经告诉我们因信称义之后的结果。
This passage tells us the result of being justified by faith.
特别你看第一节，他说我们既然因信称义，就得与神相合。
Especially if we look at verse 1, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God.
因为在罗马书第一章到第三章在告诉我们这个我们要公义的需要，我们要得到神公义的需要。
Because Romans 1:3 tells us the need for God's righteousness.
因为那里人世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
Because all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
那么第三章第四节呢，告诉我们公义的方法，得到神公义的方法。
And chapter 3 verse 4 tells us how we can obtain God's righteousness.
那么在这一章里面，我们看到神赐给我们公义之后的结果。
And so now we can see the results of receiving God's righteousness.
其实我们基督徒是很有福的。
Actually, Christians are greatly blessed.
我们基督徒是有福的基督徒。
And we are blessed Christians.
因为很多时候我们身在福中不知福。
But very often we do not know that we are indeed blessed.
特别是我们做基督徒做久了，我们都觉得很自然，以为理所当然。
Especially if we have been Christian for a long time, sometimes we take things for granted.
我们不知道，我们忘记了神的恩典。
We do not know or we forget God's grace.
所以这段信息再一次来提醒我们，我们在耶稣基督里是何等的有恩典。
So this passage again reminds us how much grace we have received in the Lord Jesus Christ.
特别你看第一节他说借着，你看这个借着他出现很多次。
Especially chapter 5 verse 1, through our Lord, and you will find that through him, it keeps repeating.
好像第一节他说，我们借因信称义，就借着我们主耶稣基督与神相合。
Verse 1 says, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
第二节说，我们又借着他，就因信进入了现在所占的恩典，并且得神的盼望的荣耀。
And verse 2, through him we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God.
第九节说，我们既靠着他的血，就是耶稣基督的血，得以称义，就借着他免去神的愤怒。
And verse 9, since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God.
同样的第十节，就以前我们做仇敌的时候，是借着神儿子的死，得以神和好。那么在第十一节说，不但如此，我们也借着主耶稣，而且以神和好，而且要借着他以神为乐。
And verse 10, for if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life.
所以这一切都是借着耶稣基督所成就的这个功效。
So all this are achieved either through or by the work of Jesus Christ.
很多时候我们身在福中不是福，我们不知道神耶稣基督，或怎么忘记了耶稣基督为我们成就的事情。
But very often we do not know that we are blessed, or we forget that we are blessed, and we forget all that Christ has achieved for us.
很多时候我们的孩子在这个环境很好的环境中长大，我们忘记了人生的许多的这个问题。
And very often when our children are growing up in this blessed environment, they forget the many problems that the men will face.
很多时候我们在这个冷气房里，我们可能会觉得这个冷气太冷，这个椅子太硬。
And when we are in this air conditioned room, sometimes we say that the aircon is too cold or the chair is too hard.
很多时候孩子长大的时候，为什么我没有电脑？为什么我没有这个iPad？为什么我没有智能手机？
And as the children grow up, they ask, why do I not have a computer? Why do I not have an iPad or a smartphone?
很多时候你忘记了那个福气，你身在福中，你不知道是福气。
And very often you forget that you are actually blessed, but you actually forget it.
特别是最近我们知道英国脱离欧盟的这件事情。
And we all know about Brexit.
这个脱离欧盟其中最重要的原因是因为很多这个难民涌入欧洲，那么欧洲国家呢要分配这些难民，英国很不喜悦，人民很不喜悦，有这么多的这个难民来到他们的国家，所以他们很不开心，失去，因为恐怕会失去工作，开始就反对这个欧盟。
And one of the main reasons for Brexit is that the European Union received many refugees, and according to union rules, they would actually distribute these refugees. And the British were afraid that with all the refugees flooding into their country, they would lose their jobs. So they were against the European Union.
但是如果你仔细看今天呢，我们在这些难民潮里面，你看到难民当中。 连饭都不够，连住的地方也不好，甚至连一个国家也没有。当我们想到自己，我们可以说啊，没有手机，没有电脑，空调太冷，又太热，这些都我们原来在福中，我们并不知道，我们活在福气里面。
And if you actually look at the refugees when they have no place to sleep and they have no food to eat and they do not even have a nation to call their own, when we are sitting here in an aircon room complaining that it's either too cold or too hot and asking why is our iPad or smartphone, you realize that we are actually blessed without knowing it.
特别是我们当兵的一些 孩子去了不同的国家的时候，他说：“哇，那边的温度是原来五十度。”
And some of our children who has been serving in NS, it has gone to other countries and realized that the temperatures in other countries can soar to 50 degrees.
然后他回来我们当中，他说：“哇，我们真的冷气真的是太冷，太浪费电了，那边还是比较好。”
And then when he comes back to an aircon environment and he says, oh, this is such a waste of electricity.
他原来知道我们是在福中不知道福。
And he realized that we have been living in blessings without knowing it.
所以在今天我们这段圣经里面，让我们再想起耶稣基督为我们成就的大事。
And this passage let us be reminded of the great things that Jesus has achieved for us.
所以我们过去在讲到因信称义这个道理。
And we have been preaching about justification by faith.
所以你看这个第五章第一节，我们既然是因信称义，我们靠着肉体根本没有办法成就神的义，神主耶稣为我们开了一条路，让我们可以因着相信得以称义，而不是靠着自己。
And coming to chapter 5 verse 1, since we have been justified by faith, and this reminds us that we cannot depend on our own works to save or be justified by God.
所以第五章第一节说，既然因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得以神相合。
Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
现在我们与神相合，现在有平安了。And
we have peace now with God.
很多时候这个相合的意思就是说，现在不再吵架了，现在已经和气了。In
other words, we are reconciled and we are not fighting anymore.
所以很多时候人忘记了以前，我说没有啊，我从来没有跟神吵架。
And some people forget and they say, no, I've never been at odds with God.
很多不信耶稣的人，他说我没有跟神吵架，只是说我认为没有神罢了。And
unbelievers will say, I did not quarrel with God, it's just that I don't even think he exists.
意思说你根本把他当作是没有的，刚刚不存在的，比吵架还糟糕。
Actually, this is worse than being at odds with him because you treat him as though he does not exist.
所以圣经里面，其实如果你记得吗？在我们在看罗马书的时候，一开始的时候呢，我们就已经看到了这个第十八章第一章第十八节说，原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不虔不义的人身上。And
if you remember, when we first started, we already seen in chapter 1 verse 18 that the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men.
特别是我们现在看第一章第十六节的时候，他说我不以福音为耻，保罗说我不以福音为耻，福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的人。And
going back to verse 16, Paul wrote, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes.
他说我不以福音，我不以这个好消息为耻。为什么呢？原来神的愤怒，本来神的愤怒，神生气，神向不前不义的人发怒。这些不前不义就是那些阻挡真理的人。什么叫阻挡真理的人？就是那些本来应该明知道神的存在，又拒绝他这些人呢？ 神的怒气已经向他们发作了。And
Paul says that he is not ashamed of the gospel, or he is not ashamed of the good news. That's because the bad news is that the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. So God's anger is directed towards those who do not believe.
所以意思说，今天不信的人，神是对你发怒的。
In other words, those who do not believe in God today, you are the object of God's wrath or his anger.
神创造你，神赐给你生命，神给你口里的气，神给你一切的才干，但是你拒绝他，你不断的不承认他，好像你不承认父母一样，这个就是神向你发怒的原因。
And that is because God is your creator. He gave you the very breath of life. And he gave you your talents and abilities to do work. and yet you deny him. This is just like denying your parents who gave birth to you.
所以神向一切不信神的人，不相信他是你的创造主，不接受他是你的创造主，这些人呢，神是向你发怒的。
Therefore, God's wrath or his anger is directed towards those who do not believe him or do not acknowledge him.
但是保罗说，现在有好消息呢，神现在神可以不发怒，神可以，神给你一条路，让你有一个好消息是神，你可以不在神的怒气之中，因为耶稣基督替你担当了你应该承担的这个罪，他来开一条路，使你免受神的愤怒。
But now Paul tells us the good news is that we can escape God's wrath because God himself has provided the means of escape. He has opened the way to salvation.
所以现在有平安了。
And therefore there is peace right now.
所以第五章第一节他说，现在我们既以主耶稣，因着耶稣基督，我们与神有平安了，我们相合了，我们不再做仇敌了，我们现在是相合的。
Therefore, chapter 5 verse 1, since we have been justified by our faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are no longer at odds with God.
所以现在我们不再做仇敌了。
So we are no longer enemies.
我们现在是相合了。
And we are at peace.
而且这个相合呢，是现代式的 时态，意思说我们讲的不是将来与神相合，不是现在已经相合了，现在神已不把我们当作敌人了。
And this is in the present tense and not the future tense. In other words, right now God is no longer regarding us as enemies.
而且这个相合呢，这个平安呢，不是一个心里的感受。
And this peace is not just a feeling in your heart.
是一个事实。
It is a fact.
这个是一个很多时候呢，我们年轻人要很注重感受，很讲看重感受。
And very often, especially the younger people, they are very they focus on emotions and feelings.
他说要感觉到有平安，我们要感觉到有爱。
And they say we must feel peace and we must feel love.
感觉对他们很重要。
And feelings is important.
弟兄姐妹，其实事实比感觉更重要。
Brothers and sisters, actually facts is more important than feelings.
以前的人很注重义气，公义的义气。
And in the past, people talk about faithful. They must be faithful to one another.
但是今天的人却很讲重感觉，因为世界太过享受了，他现在不重要，不注重那些看不见的，他很注重要看得见的东西。
But now, because of the way the world is going, many people they want to focus on feelings, things that cannot be seen.
但是你记得在耶利米书里面六章十四节，他里讲。很多人来告诉你平安了，平安了。其实神说，其实没有平安。
And if you read Jeremiah 6:14, there were many people that time proclaiming to have peace and peace, but God says there is actually no peace.
但是今天呢，很多人说我不感觉到神，我不以神为敌。其实你不承认他，你就是以神为敌。
And today many people say I don't think there is God and I don't think I'm his enemy, but when you do not acknowledge God, you already are his enemy.
罗马书五章十节，刚才我们读到这段经文的是，他说当我们因为我们做神仇敌的时候，神借着他的儿子的死使我们与神和好。
And we have read Romans 5:10, while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son.
那么同时呢，这个以弗所书是二章十四节也是这么讲，因他使我们和睦，将两下合为一，拆毁了中间断隔的墙。
Ephesians 2:14 tells us the same thing, that he himself is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility.
所以很多时候我们今天实际上当你不承认神的时候，你就是以神为敌，你是以神为仇。
So you want to understand that while you are in this world and you do not acknowledge God, then you are regarding God as your enemy.
很多时候我们以为我不站，我站在撒旦跟魔鬼的中间，其实不是的，你根本不可能站在撒旦。他说世界上只有两种，你不是神的儿子就是撒旦的儿子。
And many people think that I am standing in between the devil and God, but actually there's no such thing as in between. You are either God's children or you are the Satan or the devil's children.
所以主耶稣说你们敬拜的是你们的父撒旦。 要不然就是我们就是敬拜我们的父这个耶和华。
And Jesus told the people, you worship your father Satan. So it is either worshipping Satan or you are a worshipper of God Yahweh.
犹太人说不是啊，我们没有，其实神说只有两条路。 你不是这个天国之子民，你就是黑暗的子民。
And the Jews denied it and said, no, but actually to God, there's only two ways. You are either the citizens of heaven or you are citizens of darkness.
所以这个平安呢，不是个人的感觉，不是主观的感觉。
So this peace is not a personal subjective feeling.
很多时候今天我们太过看重今天这个感觉。
Very often, many people are too focused on feelings and emotions.
你记得在第二次世界大战的时候呢，这个日本人攻打这个美国，攻打这个珍珠港。
Remember that during World War II, the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor.
他一般的人都认为不可能的，美国日本人不敢打美国，也不可能打这么远的去到珍珠港打美国。
Many people at that time felt that it is impossible for the Japanese to attack America, especially Pearl Harbor that's so far away.
所以他们在他们当中的时候呢，在美国人他说很平安的，不可能有事情的。但是你知不知道，就他们认为很平安的时候，灾难就出现了。
And many Americans felt that they were safe because there is nothing that is going to go wrong. But you realize that while the people were feeling safe, actually disaster happened.
所以我们不可以靠感觉。
So we cannot depend on feelings.
感觉是不准确的。
Feelings are not accurate.
很多时候你说我感觉没有到爱，其实你的另外一半可能很爱着你，你要去找事实，而不是靠感觉。
And sometimes people say, I do not feel loved, but actually your spouse will really be loving you. So what you want to search for is not feeling, but fact.
他到底是不是真的爱你，而不是靠感觉。
Is he or she really loving you, and you don't want to depend on your feelings?
很多时候你说你感觉，但是你知道吗？很多时候感觉当中其实不可靠的。
And you say, my feelings, but you want to realize that your feelings cannot be depended upon.
你在新加坡里面，你们感觉到平安吗？
Do you feel safe in Singapore?
你感觉到和平这个平安吗？
Do you feel that there is peace in Singapore?
很多时候你不知道，其实在这个环境当中，你不能够靠感觉，你知道在英国有一份杂志在研究这个。 各国家的不同的这个国家的这个军事力量的时候呢，他发现新加坡的军事力量呢，是远远超过周围国家至少20年。
And there is a magazine in Britain that actually did a study, and they were studying on the military powers of the nations. And they found that Singapore's military power is 20 years in advance compared to the neighbors.
他是在讲科技，在讲这个器材，他讲这个所有的军事的配备。
And the study involved the technology and also the equipment of the armed forces.
所以我们要知道的是事实，不是靠你今天感觉到安全不安全。
So what we want to know is a fact rather than your feelings.
所以你要找出事实来。
And you want to search for the truth.
就好像记得吗？在前些不久的时候，外面有人，你去看一下，John，外面有人来。我们在这个韩国的时代呢，在韩国有一条船，很多孩子把这个孩子送到。 到国外去度假的时候，他们都送他上船，然后呢，他出去了，大家很开心，说再见再见，他们出去，结果那条船，超载，而且他们把这个船改变了原来的设计，结果那条船触礁沉了。And
if you recall, there was a ferry in Korea that many parents send their children on board this ferry to go for a tour, but they did not realize that the ferry has been modified and it was over capacity.
所以结果呢, 他们不是看事实, 而是感觉到很好啊, 这条船很够大, 让他们去, 结果他去的时候呢, 船就触礁,
and they were not looking at the facts, but they were depending on their feelings and looking at such a large boat in, and they realized, they thought that it was good and steady, and they sent their children on board, but in the end the ship sank.
结果500多个孩子都遭难,
and 500 over children died.
所以你看到吗? 不能够靠感觉。
So do you realize you cannot depend on your feelings?
我们要靠事实。
We want to depend on the facts.
圣经的事实告诉我们, 当你不肯接受耶稣, 你把圣经里的话当作是耳边风, 你说没有这回事情, 你就是把神当作是说谎的, 既然这样的话, 你是以神为仇。
So if you were to disregard what the Bible says, and you start to depend on your feelings that there is no God, and you disregard or you disbelieve what the Bible says, then you are actually calling God a liar, and that becomes a fact that you are now God's enemy.
所以你们彼此为仇, 结果神必然要审判你。
And when you are an enemy of God, He will definitely judge you.
所以神, 圣经里面有一句话说, 落在永生神的手里是极其可怕的。
And there is a saying in the Bible that it is fearful to be in the hands of the living God.
意思说神是创造宇宙万物的真神，他是无所不在、无所不知、无所不能的神。 你他以他为天，你是这是非常的危险。
That's because this is the God who created the heavens and the universe, and He is a God who knows everything. And if He is your enemy, then you are in great danger.
所以在这里他说。 不是的, 现在我们因信称义, 已经和好了, 这个大, 这么, 这个, 这么强大的, 的, 的, 敌人, 现在已经成为你的朋友了。
And now Paul says, because we have been justified by faith, we have peace with this very powerful enemy, and he has become our friend.
所以这个是何等大的恩典。
This is a great blessing.
这个是何等大的平安, 这个才是真正的平安。
And this is true and great peace.
很多人说, 哎呀, 这, 但是我们还是会死的吗? 我们还是会遇到一些困难, 我们会遭这个意外, 但是在神里面, 我们的生命是在耶稣基督里面, 当我们离开世界的时候, 我们知道我们往哪里去, 就是往 永生的神, 耶稣基督那里去。
And some people might say, but then we will still die, and we will still face difficulties and calamities in life, but no, actually our life is in God's hand, and because of what Jesus has done for us, when we die, we will enjoy eternal life in heaven.
所以这里这句话很重要说, 你既然因信称义就与神相合了, 有真正的平安了。
And therefore this verse is really important, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God. This is true peace.
所以这个就是以耶这个就是因信称义的第一个很美好的结果。
And this is the first very good consequence of being justified by faith.
第二呢, 不但是有真正的平安, 我们还有丰富的恩典。
And not only do we have true peace, secondly, we have abundant grace.
你看第二节,
look at verse 2.
我们又借着他, 借着耶稣基督, 得以进入 现在所站的这个恩典中,
through Him, through Jesus Christ, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand.
所以这里告诉我们, 因着耶稣基督, 我们现在可以到神面前, 可以进入, 可以来到, 可以被介绍到神的面前。
And this tells us that it is because of Jesus Christ, or through Jesus Christ, we are able to come face to face with God.
这里这个用的这个字得已经就是特别的恩典或者特别的这个特权能够来到一个永生神的面前。
And the phrasing here, obtained access, is talking about a special privilege that we now enjoy, which we can come before the living God.
而且不但可以介绍他来到这里了, 可以进入, 而且那个是能够站在恩典之中。
not only do we have this special privilege to access and come to God face to face, but it says that we can stand before God.
所以这个站字呢，在希腊文的意思是很永久性的，而且那个很稳固的站立，而不会倒塌。
And in the Greek, this word stand actually carries a nuance that it is permanent in nature and it is firm.
所以在能够来到神面前，不但能够来，而且能够永恒的、永远的、很稳固的站在神的面前。
So not only can we come before God, but we can permanently and firmly stand before Him.
站在什么呢? 恩典之中。
In grace.
恩典是什么意思呢? 恩典就是我们 不是我们靠自己，是我们不配而得到神的这个赏赐，不配的恩典。What
is grace? Grace is something that is not earned, and it is something that is undeserved, or what we will say as undeserved favor before God.
所以我们来到神是神不配，但是我们这个不配的恩典是永恒的。And
we come before God. And we do not deserve this grace, but this grace that we do not deserve has been given to us, and it is permanent.
哇，这知道弟兄姐妹，你知道这个是何等大的恩典吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you realize how great this blessing is?
如果你仔细研究你自己的一生，你信主之后你有没有犯罪？你常常软弱，常常跌倒，但是在耶稣基督里面呢，你不用怕，因为有丰富的恩典，因为每一次跌倒，每一次都可以回到神面前。
If you examine your own lives, after you become a Christian, do you still continue to sin? But every time you are weak and you fall into sin, you need not worry, because through Jesus Christ and through His grace, you can now stand firmly before God.
如果神不是这样有恩典的话，只要你一犯错你就死，你一次犯错就死，结果我们死了很多次。
If God is not gracious to us, then every time you commit a sin, you die. And every time you commit a sin, you die, and you will have died many times.
Thousands of times.
And you will have died thousands of times.
意思说，我不知道我们要死多少次。意思说，我们其实根本靠自己，我们根本就没有办法来到神面前，没有办法得救。因为就算神救我一次，不是的，他救你，不断的救你，是永远站在他的恩典里面。
And indeed, we sin so often that we do not know how many times we actually would have died unless it is for God's grace. So He doesn't just save us once, but He constantly saves us from our sins, and so that we can stand firmly and permanently before Him.
如果神就好像世界的人，好像那个律法主义的人，我们早就死很多次。所以今天弟兄姐妹，为什么我们彼此相恨的时候，看到弟兄姐妹有错误的时候，我们就是指正他，而不是用爱去挽回他呢？
If God were to be like a legalist, then every time we sin, we will die. Brothers and sisters, we should not be legalists, and if someone sins, instead of rebuking that person, we should actually restore the person in love.
所以我们要有基督耶稣的爱，不断的把他挽回来，不断的劝他，不断的把他带回来，这个就是极大、极丰富的恩典。So
we need to counsel the brother or the sister in love, and to restore this brother or sister in love, and this will reflect the grace that Jesus has given to us.
是的，我们应该警告那个犯罪的人。
Yes, we need to warn the sinner.
是的，我们要责备他。
Yes, we need to rebuke him.
但是我们抱着恩典要把他挽回过来。
But it is with grace that we want to restore the sinner.
就好像主对我们一模一样。
It's just the same as the way the Lord treats us.
如果神那么严格的这个律法主义呢，我相信我们不知道要死多少次。
If God is a strict legalist, I believe that we will need to die many, many times.
所以当你想到如果是这样的话，这一个神因信称义之后，我们可以进入这样的恩典，这是何等有福的！
So if you realize that God is gracious to us, and we are now justified by faith, and we enter into abundant grace, then we realize that our blessings are really great.
所以我们这段圣经里面告诉我们，就作为基督徒，我们真是有福的，因为我们有真正的平安，我们有丰富的恩典。And
this passage shows us the blessings of becoming a Christian, that we have true peace and abundant grace.
那么第三呢，我们有不但有丰富的恩典，我们还有荣耀的盼望。
And not only abundant grace, but we also have glorious hope.
你来看第二节的下半段，让我们重新把第二节再念一遍。我们又借着他，就是耶稣基督，得以进入现在所站的这个恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜的盼望神的荣耀。
And let's come back to verse 2. Through him we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God.
所以你看到这个 hope 就是指盼望，是指将来的事，将来的东西。
And to have hope means looking forward to something in the future.
所以单单的一两节经文呢，我们已经看到过去、现在跟将来。
And just in two verses, we have seen the past, present, and future.
因为过去呢，神为我们成就的救恩已经和神已经相合了，这个已经是事实了。
In the past, because of what Jesus did for us, we now have peace with God, and this is a fact.
你看第二节，因信进入现在，他刚才讲过去，现在讲现在，我们还在享受神的恩典。
After we obtained this peace that was in the past, now, verse 2, we are standing in God's grace, the present.
那么我们不单是现在享受的恩典，我们还有荣耀的盼望，是将来会有这个盼望，这个盼望是荣耀的。
And not only do we have abundant grace right now, but we also have a glorious hope in the future.
所以这里将来那个盼望是什么呢？
So what is this hope of the future?
啊，意思说我们看到将来的时候，那个盼望不但是荣耀的，是不但是我们盼望，而且神要把我们变成荣耀的。
And this is a hope of the future, not just a hope, but we know that God will give us a glorious body.
所以今天我们不断的软弱，我们不断的跌倒，我们不断的生病，但是将来呢，神应许给我们将来会有荣耀的身体。
And today we are still weak and we still fall sick and sometimes we sin, but we know that in the future God will give us a glorious body.
如果你很爱主，
if you love the Lord,
因为如果你很要遵守圣经的话，
and you are wanting to obey the Bible,
你每一次软弱跌倒的时候，你每一次都痛苦。
Every time you are weak and you fall, you will feel miserable.
但是神给我们一个荣耀的盼望，说将来有一天主再来的时候呢，我们就不会有这些痛苦。
But God has gave us this promise of the hope in the future that when the Lord Jesus Christ comes again, we will not be have all this misery anymore.
我们因为我们不会再犯罪。
Because we will no longer sin.
好像这个腓立比书三章二十一节，他说，当主再来的时候呢，他要将我们这卑贱的身体改变。和他的自己的荣耀的身体相似。
It's like Philippians 3:21, when the Lord comes again, he will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body.
约翰一书三章二节是，他说我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他。
And also in 1 John 3:2, we know that when the Lord appears, we shall be like him.
哥罗西书三章四节也是讲说，基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现。在荣耀里。
Colossians 3:4, when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory.
所以虽然我们时候软弱，我们跌倒。
So even though we are weak sometimes and we fall.
有时候我们失败。
Sometimes we fail.
啊，很多时候其实很多年轻人不明白，当你年纪大的时候，你发现我们的身体开始衰退的时候呢，你就真的是盼望将来有一个荣耀的身体。
And many younger people will not understand, but when you grow older in age and you see your body fail, you will look forward to a glorious body.
但是我跟你保证，你一定会经历这一切。
But I guarantee you will go past this phase.
啊，你一定会来到一天，你的身体不像你所想象那一样，你就知道你真的是盼望神的再来。
There will come a day when your body is not functioning as you would like it to, and that's when you will start looking forward to the second coming of the Lord.
今天呢，我们讲我们得救，我们是不是得救了？
Today we say we are saved, but are we truly saved?
啊，我们是不是已经得救了？
Are we already saved?
啊，是的，我们已经得救了。但是在圣经里面有一个观念， 是我们是得救了，但是还没有完全得救。
And yes, we are already saved, but the Bible has this concept that even though we are already saved, we are not yet completely saved.
为什么呢？我们今天死的时候呢，我们已经有了耶稣基督成为我们的救主，我们就马上可以到主那里去，我们已经得救了。
Because we are already saved, so today when we die, we will immediately be with our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是呢，我们身体还没有得赎。
But our bodies have yet to be redeemed.
意思说我们身体还没有完全得救。
In other words, our bodies are not fully saved yet.
是吗？圣经有这么说吗？
Does the Bible indeed say so?
是的，罗马书第八章第二十节、二十一节这么说。
Yes, indeed, in Romans 8:21.
因为二十节这么说，因为受造之物在浮在虚空之下，不是自己愿意的，乃是那叫他如此的。但受造之物乃是指望脱离败坏的辖制。得享神儿子的荣耀，意思说将来有一天神要使我们的身体得赎，去享受到神儿子的荣耀。让我读下去，第二十二节说，我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦，直到如今。不但是如此，就是我们这有圣灵出借果子的，也是心里叹息，等候，你看是二十三节，等候得着儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体得赎。
Romans 8:20, for the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to corruption and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. This is referring to the body and the creation right now, which is actually subjected to futility, and this is looking forward to a future redemption. Verse 22. For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies.
所以这里讲到说，我们在等候我们身体得赎。
So it says here, we are waiting for the redemption of our bodies.
意思说我们身体还没有得赎。
In other words, our bodies are not redeemed yet.
所以我们在这个身体里面，这个肉体里面有罪的存在，跟罪在征战。
So this body is still, there is still sin in this body, and we continue to struggle with sin.
但是在主来的时候呢，我们就没有这个罪，我们就不用这样征战。
But when the Lord comes again, then we will not have this sin anymore, and we need no longer struggle with sin.
所以这里讲的是永恒，讲的是将来永恒的盼望。
So this is talking about eternal hope in the future.
你看第三节。
Look at verse 3.
你不要跟我讲将来，现在我就有问题了，现在就有患难了，我应该怎么办呢？
And people might say, don't tell me about the future. I'm already facing suffering right now. What shall I do?
你看第三节。
Look at verse 3.
不但如此，就是患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练必不至于羞耻。
More than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame.
所以这里保罗说，是的，我们以欢欢喜喜盼望将来荣耀的盼望，有将来荣耀的盼望。但是这个欢欢喜喜不只是将来的，也是现在的。现在当中呢，我们也是欢欢喜喜，就是患难也是欢欢喜喜的。
And Paul is saying that we rejoice in this future hope of the glory of God. And of course, because that's in the future, we can rejoice. But even right now, we also rejoice in our sufferings.
为什么我们在患难中可以欢喜呢？
Why can we rejoice in our sufferings?
因为患难必然生忍耐。
Because suffering produces endurance.
很多时候我们怎么样学忍耐呢？你要学习忍耐，没有患难是学不会忍耐的。
If you want to learn endurance, you must face suffering.
如果你不信的话，请你祷告主啊，我要学忍耐，你看看什么会来。
And if you don't believe me, if you were to pray to God, God, I want to learn to endure. Let's see what's going to come next.
你会知道，你想要的得不到的时候呢，你就是在那边等，在那边忍耐，在那边忍耐，在那边忍耐。这个就是忍耐，这个就是要学习的。
And when you do not get what you want, and you endure, and you endure, and you endure, that's how you learn.
所以很多时候神不给你要的东西呢，就是要你学忍耐。
So very often when God do not give you what you want, is to teach you endurance.
就好像很多人祷告，主啊主啊，我要学，求你赐我忍耐，我现在就要学忍耐。
Many people pray, God give me endurance right now. I want endurance now.
他不知道神在训练他，就是现在不给他，所以他必须忍耐。
He doesn't know that God is right there at the moment training him endurance by not giving it to him.
你忍耐学会了之后，就会生下这个老练。这个老练这两个字其实是指人格的意思。你就训练出一个人格，一个个性来。这个个性，人家讲是你很有个性的人，就是你有一个成熟的个性，可以忍耐，成为你的一个标志。
And endurance will produce character, so you will have a character that people recognize you by.
那么这个个性呢，是以至于有这个盼望，意思说你有这样的个性，有这个忍耐，你知道将来会有这个盼望。
And because you have this character of endurance, you will produce hope.For the future.
所以这里还是我们还没有离开这个盼望这个观念。所以在这边有盼望呢，盼望不至于羞耻。
And we're still on the same concept of hope, and hope does not put us to shame.
所以这个盼望是什么呢？这个盼望不会使我们羞耻，为什么呢？因为神赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们的心里。
Why does this hope not put us to shame? That is because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us.
所以神的爱让我们知道我们可以在患难中可以喜乐。
So because of God's love for us, we know we can rejoice in suffering.
所以因为神已经为我们做了这么一切，所以有这一其他的东西呢，已经是不重要了。所以你有了神，就有了其他的东西。
And that's because we know that God has already done all these things for us, so the other things are not important anymore. Once we have God, we will have all the blessings that we need.
我们怎么知道神爱我们呢？
How do we know that God loves us?
第六节说，因为我们还在软弱的时候，基督就按照所定的日期为罪人死，为义人死是少有的，为人人死，或者有敢做的，唯有耶稣基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就显明了。
And we know this from verse 6, for while we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly, for one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one will even dare to die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
所以这边就给我们看到什么叫爱。
So this shows us what love is.
今天年轻人都是要讲爱，我爱你，你爱我，你爱什么都爱，告诉你什么叫爱，你都不知道。
Today, many youngsters like to talk about love. I love you, you love me. But let me tell you, you do not know what true love is.
圣经里面告诉我们，你如果真正爱一个人，你就是为他舍己。
The Bible tells us that if you truly love a person, you will give yourself for that person.
你看第八节，唯有耶稣基督在我们做罪人的时候为我们死。如果你不肯为他死，你不要跟我讲你爱他。
Verse 8, but God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So if you are unwilling to die for the other person, don't tell me you love him.
但是你不是白白为他死，是为他的好处为他死，因为耶稣基督为我们死是要死到我们得生，为我们得好处。所以如果你为了他付出，那个叫爱。
Of course, I'm not asking you to die in vain for the other party, but when Jesus died for us, it is for our benefit. So true love is willing to sacrifice yourself for the other person's benefit.
所以他这里讲说，为义人死，为好的人死，为义人死是或许有人，不见得有人。那么为人人好人死也有一些人，但是为罪人根本就没有，只有耶稣基督为罪人而死。
For one will scarcely die for a righteous person.Though perhaps for a good person one would even dare to die, but no one will die for a sinner except Jesus Christ.
如果你要显出你真正的爱，当对方软弱还在抵挡你的时候，你采取行动去为他牺牲，这个才叫爱。
If you want to know what true love or want to show true love, then it is when the other party is weak.And it is at odds with you, but you actually sacrifice yourself on your own for the person's benefit. That's true love.
所以意思说，当他还没有，很多时候你说，哎，我要赦免他，我要原谅他，很难，他都不悔改。其实，如果你真的爱他，他还没有 悔改之前，他还在犯罪的时候，你已经为他牺牲，做一些事情，使他能够挽回来，不让他不用继续的犯罪下去，这个才叫爱。
And you might say, I want to forgive that person, but then he did not seek forgiveness or he is unrepentant. Actually, true love would be when that person is still unrepentant and did not seek forgiveness, but you already take the steps on your own initiative to do something for the person out of sacrifice in order to restore him. That's true love.
所以当你一个人讲要爱你的时候，你看他是不是为了你的好处，真正的好处，永恒的好处，他愿意为你付出。如果不是的话，那个爱是假的。
So if somebody claims to love you, you want to check if this person is willing to make sacrifices for your eternal benefit. If not, that love is not real.
很多现在年轻人讲，我要爱你，就是你要听我说我就爱你，你不听我说我就不爱你。
Many young people today say, I want to love you, but actually it means I want you to listen to me. If you listen to me, I'll love you. If you don't listen to me, I won't love you.
啊，这个不叫爱。
That's not love.
但是主耶稣是当我们还在顶撞他，还在做罪人的时候，还不承认他的时候，不要他的时候，他已经为我们牺牲生命，这个就是爱。
But that's not how Jesus did it, because while we were still weak, when we were still sinners,Jesus died for us. That is love.
所以在这里我们看到有耶稣基督为我们的爱，我们的盼望才有根有基。
And we see here, because of Jesus' love for us, therefore our hope is built on a solid foundation.
所以当我们因信称义的时候，我们就有真正的平安，我们有丰富的恩典，而且我们有荣耀的盼望，因为有神的爱 来支撑着我们。
So because we are justified by faith, we now have true peace, abundant grace, and glorious hope that is brought about by the love of God, which actually supports us.
那么第四点呢，我们不单是有荣耀的盼望，我们还有完全的信心。
And fourthly, we do not just have glorious hope, but we also have absolute confidence.
你看第九节、第十节。
9 and 10.
他说，现在呢，我们既靠着他的血称义，要就更要借着他免去神的愤怒，因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着神的儿子的死得以神和好，既已和好，就更要因他得生得救了。
Verse 9, since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God.For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more, now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life.
所以为什么我说完全的信心呢？
Why do I say this is absolute
confidence? 他说你看第十节下半段，更要因他的身得救了，意思说这个是将来的时态，意思将来要发生的事情，现在还没有发生的事情，现在是已经和好了，不过将来更要 得救了。
That's because of the second half of verse 10. Much more, now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. This is referring to in the future. Now we are already saved, but much more in the future when we are reconciled.
既然是将来，那个是信心。
Since it is in the future, that is faith.
所以你看第九节，现在我们去靠他的血称义。因信称义是怎么称义呢？我们信心本身不能救我们，是靠耶稣基督。我们的信仰呢有对象，是耶稣，信耶稣为我们所做的事情，耶稣的血赦免我们的罪，我们才能够免去神的愤怒。既然神，我们还做对罪人的时候，他已经为我们死，既然死了就已经和好，不但和好，还要为，因为他为我们生，为我们复活，我们更要得救，这个是绝对的盼望。
Verse 9, we have now been justified by his blood. We are not just justified by faith alone on its own, but no, we have faith in the right person because Jesus' blood is what saves us. So we must have faith in what Jesus did for us. And now we are already saved by him from the wrath of God.But in the future, we will be saved by his life. And that's referring to confidence.
所以我们 信徒呢是有福的，因为我们可以很有把握的盼望这件事情，所以很有这个完全的盼望，完整的盼望。
So believers are blessed because we have this solid confidence in the future in Jesus Christ.
所以呢, 我们在这里, 基督徒真是有福的, 因为这个是绝对一定会发生的事情。
And we are blessed as Christians because this is something that is bound to happen.
所以我们刚才讲到说, 我们的确的在今天的世代里面呢, 这个今天的世界里, 我们的这个败坏的身体呢, 虽然软弱, 虽然失败, 不过我们有这个绝对的把握, 神一定会来赎我们这个身体。
And we have seen earlier that right now our bodies are still groaning because it has not been redeemed, but we have complete confidence that Jesus will come again to redeem our bodies in the future.
让我们来看最后一点。
And let us look at the last point.
最后一点就是我们不但是有这个完全的信心, 而且我们有无穷的喜乐。
And not only do we have absolute confidence, we also have unspeakable joy.
你看第十一节,
look at verse 11.
第十一节说, 不但如此, 你看, 又再不但如此, 我们既借着主耶稣基督得以神和好, 就借着他以神为乐。
Verse 11, more than that, look at this, repeat again, more than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation.
所以这个喜乐是什么意思呢?
What does it mean to have joy?
这个喜乐是有对象, 是以神为乐。
And this rejoicing is in God.
在罗马书里面, 其实有这个以神为乐可以翻成是以神为骄傲。
And it can also be translated exalt or boast in God.
就好像这个 New American Standard 翻译出来就是我们不但是以神为乐，就好像一个人说我的父亲是谁？我的父亲是李嘉诚啊，好像很伟大。不是的，我的父亲是耶和华创造宇宙的真神啊。原来不但是他以他为骄傲，而以他为乐。
So rejoicing in this case can also or also carries the meaning of boasting in God. It's like if somebody say, my father is Li Ka Shing, we can say, my father is God, Yahweh, who created the universe. And so we are not just rejoicing in him, but we are also boasting in him.
意思说我们作为基督徒, 何等的大的福气, 因为我们有这样宇宙创造, 宇宙万物的真神作为我们的神。
So this is a blessing as Christians because the creator of the universe, such a great God, is our God.
在耶利米书也是这么讲到, 很多人说, 哎呀, 我们基督徒不可以夸口, 谁说基督徒不可以夸口, 圣经里面夸口常常出现, 而且呢, 只能够以神夸口。 你看, 耶利米9章23节说, 耶和华如此说, 智慧的人不要因他的智慧夸口, 勇士不要因为他的勇力夸口, 财主不要因为他的财物夸口, 夸口呢, 却要因为有聪明认识我是耶和华, 又知道我喜悦在世上, 施行慈爱公平公义, 以此夸口, 这是耶和华说的。
And some Christians say that Christians can never boast. Actually, no, the Bible is full of encouragement for Christians or believers to boast. But we must be boasting the right thing, just like Jeremiah 9:23. Thus says the Lord, let not the wise man boast in his wisdom, let not the mighty man boast in his might, let not the rich man boast in his riches, but let him who boasts boast in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who practices steadfast love, justice, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, declares the Lord.
所以这里看到我们必须要以耶和夸口, 我的神是耶和华。
So we must boast in God. My God is Yahweh.
以我的神骄傲。
And I'm proud of my God.
我是属于这一队的人, 不是你那一队的人。
And I belong to this team, not your team.
所以这个队是胜利的队。
And this is a victorious team.
历代志上16章10节也是这么讲, 要以他的圣名夸耀, 寻求耶和华的人心中应当欢喜。
1 Corinthians 16:10, glory in his holy name, let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice.
所以在这里你看到吗? 我们圣经里面要我们以神夸口, 特别哥林多前书也是这么讲说, 如经上所记, 夸口的, 当以主, 要指着主夸口。
So understand that the Bible wants us to boast in God, just like 1 Corinthians 1:31, as it is written, let the one who boasts boast in the Lord.
所以在这里呢, 我们看到, 我们作为一个福气是什么呢? 因为我们是属于耶和华的。
So we are blessed, and we see this in this passage because we belong to Yahweh.
所以我们有福，这个基督徒是有福的，因为他我们有真正的平安，因为我们有丰富的恩典。第三，我们有荣耀的盼望；第四，我们有完全的信心；还有第五，我们有无穷的喜乐，因为我们是属耶和华的。
And a Christian is blessed because we have true peace, abundant grace, glorious hope, absolute confidence, and we have unspeakable joy for belonging to our Lord Yahweh.
在这边呢，你注意看到圣经里面这段圣经里面常常有说 ，much more, much more， 还有。
And look at this and pay attention to this passage which keeps saying much more, more than that, much more.
意思是什么呢？就好像我们一个孩子。 当你我们就现在的人很看重孩子，孩子出世的时候，哇，不但是父母给他礼物，还有哥哥这个叔叔婶婶也给他礼物，不但亲戚朋友也给他礼物，还有这个祖父祖母也给他礼物，哇，他这个礼物越来还有，哇，原来有这么多，意思说神作为耶稣基督的这个称因信称义的人是有这么多这么大的恩典。
It's like a child when he is born. Not only do the parents buy him gifts, but friends and relatives buy him gifts. Uncles and aunties buy him gifts. Grandpa and grandma buy him gifts. It's like there's so much more and more and more gifts. So in the same way, being a Christian means that we enjoy blessings, and there's so much more blessings that the Lord Jesus will bring to us.
所以你看我们的孩子，你到我到每一个弟兄姐妹的家里，你看孩子的玩具多得不得了。
And I have visited every brother and sister's home, and we see so many toys that belongs to the children.
他们真的是身在福中不知福。And
indeed, they are blessed without knowing it.
我们作为基督徒不是这样吗？
Aren't we the same as Christians?
让我们用感恩的心来赞美我们的神。
Let us praise our Lord with a heart of thanksgiving. Let us pray together. Father, we thank you that we indeed enjoy such great blessings as Christians. And we pray, Lord, that you will remind us constantly, and may your Holy Spirit bring to remembrance all these things, so that, Lord, we will not take it for granted. Pray for the unbelievers amongst us, that they too might repent from their sins and be justified by faith in the Lord Jesus, so that they too might enjoy all these blessings and so much more. In Jesus' name, Amen.